For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. Now we're going to meet an artist who takes the power of positive thinking to the next level. However, Kim Rensdell prefers to place her collective press work in bathrooms and doctor's offices rather than in galleries. WFIU's Yael Cassander visited with Rensdell in her Bloomington studio.
For anyone who endured the 70s, motivational posters are about as appealing as double-knit polyester and tab. You know, hang in there, baby, with that cute kitten hanging from the branch. Groan. So why have I been so moved by Kim Rensdell's new take on the genre? Although her literary sources are more credentialed and her process more artistic, these are motivational posters, no two ways about it.
This might be my favorite one. This is by Cervantes, and it's, "My heart tells me to advance and expect 1,000 happy events."
I love this one. You create your own universe as you go along. Winston Churchill.
And then from the Upanishads, "The truth alone triumphs."
On many of the posters, underneath these quotations, the same three words recur as a background layer. They happen to be the first words Rensdell ever printed. She had traveled to rural Alabama to help her mentor organize his studio.
And I think it was like on the third day where he just told me, you know, print something. What are you going to print? Took me a minute to figure it out, but I was like, what's the most important thing that people need to know or to feel, you know? And so instantly I was like, never give up, never give up, never give up.
In a visual landscape littered with commercial signs, Rensdell recognizes the value of a different kind of message.
You just run into so many signs that tell you that you're not good enough and you need this to make you happy and your life would be complete if you were this way or you look that way. It's really necessary for people to have equal amounts of positive messages coming back at them.
What makes the message even more unexpected is the medium that conveys it. Rensdell uses the historically commercial or industrial technique of letterpress.
What I have right here is a sign press. It's a magnetic sign press. It's actually meant for, like, if you were at a department store or in a school to kind of, like, talk about an event or a sale.
Kim shows me how she arranges wooden and cast iron blocks on her sign press.
This is all called movable type. And so you're working with letters and you're working with little, they're called dingbats, like the stars and all those things, yeah. Like the little pointed fingers. And then with this particular press, you have to ink it by hand. And then, you know, essentially you just put paper over this raised surface and then press it through.
Kim will often run the same 12.5 by 9 inch sheet of chipboard through the press 4 times, starting with a block of color and continuing with multiple layers of type. The degree to which she manipulates each print steers the process away from its roots in mechanical reproduction.
Each one is completely unique. You could not make 2 the same even if you wanted to. I mean, there's something so incredibly textural and tactile about letterpress. You know, I print on chipboard, and so there's this like very matte, recycled sort of look to that. And then when you print the oil-based ink over it, there's a sheen that's created. It's embossed occasionally if you put the pressure on a little bit more.
Rensdell learned the technique as a graphic design major at Indiana University from 1997 to 2001 when she studied with Amos Kennedy. She kept in touch with Kennedy after he left IU and eventually began working part-time as his studio assistant. In the meantime, she started the Collective Press, silkscreening gig posters and t-shirts until her love of letterpress took over.
So this thing right here, like this is something that you might have seen at an antique store before. It's got all these different compartments. I mean, this is made for all like little tiny little letters, but now
the drawers of the antique metal cabinet in Kim's studio are labeled with names of fonts: Caslon, Futura, Garamond, with the corresponding letters inside. Unlike names on a drop-down menu, however, real objects tend to get misplaced over the years, so there's inevitably plenty of mismatched type.
Amos has one particular cabinet that is just full of pretty much orphan type, you know? And so I tend to go to that area of the shop because I want to pick out this particular beautiful B.
The medium for Rensdell is clearly as compelling as the message.
I mean, I feel like there's souls in the presses and in the type itself. It's such a powerful meeting because you have such a connection with these physical objects that were used by many, many, many other people. And so there's just something that cannot be replicated with digital, with computers.
In fact, there's something about the letterpress process itself that tends to reinforce the messages that Rensdell sets in type. Having learned to practice a mantra as a follower of Nichiren Buddhism, she has come to realize the power of repetition.
So as I'm printing these, it's very laborious. It's very physical. It's almost like you're, you know, like this workhorse all day long, just like churning away at these things. You know, it is this mantra that I'm pretty much telling myself over and over again, because that's what it takes sometimes, is to actively insert positive things in your head, because there's so many things around you that are just saying that it's not worth it. Just give up. Don't even wake up. Don't even try, you know? But as I'm printing these, it's like this affirmation, and this might sound corny too, but usually when I'm printing them, I will actually kind of bless each poster. Whoever gets that poster, you know, like for the happiness of that person, you know, for them to have the best possible outcome in their life. It sounds so cheesy, but sometimes you actually have to like assert positivity in that way, or else it's easy to just pay attention to what's not important.
Never give up. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can see Kim Rensdell's collective press posters and pictures of her studio on our website. That's at wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood.